my God, it's like a tiger who just saw some food.
Oh.
Vinny Brand is here. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. He owns Vinny Brand's Stress Factory in Bridgeport, which is a comedy club.
Right, and Jersey, too.
He owns the Legendary Club in New Jersey, where they all started.
Yes.
All the big names.
Bigs.
So he comes in. First thing, he smells really nice.
Thank you very much.
For a dude. Like, he's a really good smelling dude. So as soon as he comes in, the place smells like, I don't know, something nice.
Exactly.
Unlike what it was smelling like before.
Right. It's like Febreze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not a Febreze. This is a very manly, and might I say, exclusive cologne.
Right. It's called Vinny.
Wow. It's called the Hampton Inn Shampoo.
Nice.
Neutrogena.
Did you pour it?
No one else uses. Everybody else just cops and takes it, and like 3 weeks later, what the hell did you throw it out?
You know, that would be a good name for a male cologne.
Vinny. You want to smell like Vinny.
Vinny. Smell a little bit like
I smell like
balls.
Him now.
Right.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
You just get a hug?
So I came in there and I gave him a hug and now I smell like Vinny.
You're wearing Vinny.
And it's nice, isn't it?
Vinny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You say like Vinny.
Different.
You say like Vinny.
My daughter hates this cologne.
Oh.
Oh, really?
No. It's just a lot. I think that's the thing.
I just put it on!
You know he is a client, Pam.
You gotta let it
Pam.
Waft. It's gotta
Pam.
Waft.
Yeah, let him waft.
It's wafting
it's
in the room right now.
Space.
Pam, he writes out checks to this place.
I appreciate that.
You appreciate his waft.
But it's not gonna help Munch if we're all dead.
Again?
Once it wafts, it's very, very nice.
Yeah. Feel free to throw a grenade in there. Go ahead.
Wow, all right.
We got in the one room now. Just go for it.
Maybe it's good that Pam's going to the Coast Guard.
We got a corral. Feel free. Just take it out.
We don't know yet. Clients. We don't know yet.
Do you wear cologne?
Yes, I do.
Do you wear cologne?
No.
Okay, let me tell you something. You stink. You got to wear cologne.
I wear deodorant.
Men should wear. What's your scent?
I use... It's,
Yeah, okay.
You use it every day.
Are you serious? Yeah, I can't think of it.
You seriously can't think of it?
It's a Calvin Klein. I can't remember which one it was.
One? I don't know.
Oh, you use Calvin Klein?
Yeah.
Okay, pedestrian.
Thank
but
you.
The thing is,
thank you, highway.
I don't feel like I should invade people's airspace.
I got the Jersey Turnpike making fun of my cologne.
Yeah, I don't want to smell horrible, but I also don't want to walk in a room and like make people smell something different. You know?
Ooh, I feel a little pain over here.
No. I said you smell nice.
See what happens? You give a compliment. Look what happens.
All right, then Pam ruined the whole thing.
She did, yeah.
Well, just. The smell is, you know, affecting my brain cells, so I'm just speaking honestly, I guess.
This just in.
So you do or do not like it?
This just impairs brain cells.
It smells good, but I think you just need to tone it down a little.
He just put it on.
It's wafting. Literally, I just left the Hampton Inn.
How do you
and
put
I'm not
it
dropping
on?
Names, but that's where I stayed. Yeah. I will tell you the cologne cost me 10 times more than
okay,
the room.
Okay, yeah.
So, and here's the thing. I'll come back late tonight, right around 6. I'll walk by you guys. That's nice. It's wafted perfectly. Right.
Exactly. It's got a blend. Now, how many sprays?
How many squirts?
How many spurts? Yeah.
This is
just,
this is
just one. One. You do one on yourself, and you do three in the air, you walk through
it's
it.
Too much.
Walk through it. Oh, my God.
Who the hell does three in the air creates a cloud and then walks through the cloud?
Well, it's me, for example.
Let me tell you the best trick.
What's where that? Did you get
marinated.
That from?
My
middle
magazine.
School.
What? Yes. Where?
I saw it in a magazine. That's a proper way to put
how
it
do you
cologne.
See that in a magazine?
You Teen. Read it. You read. They say one squirt in yourself and three squirts in the air. You walk
let
through
me
the
guess who wrote that. A cologne ad.
Yes.
So you're
yes.
crazy.
We yes. might want to shoot one on you, but like three in the air.
It was actually an ad.
Going to go through it four times faster than you normally would.
It was actually an article in GQ.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, the worst
yeah,
magazine
sponsored
ever.
Sponsored by.
GQ also brought you short jeans. Every guy... looks like his mother said to him, oh, we'll get one more year out of those before I buy you new pants. It's so, I don't want to see
that's
your ankles.
That's how it happened.
I don't want to see your ankles.
Yeah.
Your ankles. Let me ask something. You like short jeans on men?
No.
No. It's
short
so
jeans?
Worse.
No.
That was...
Like capris?
Mm-hmm.
Like tight skinny jeans or
let me tell you something.
Short?
The short,
high waters?
The short tight pants
right.
were developed by an angry, divorced woman.
Right.
in the
they look good
room.
On you, hon.
Right, right. Yeah, right,
exactly.
And they wonder why you can't get them pregnant.
That's the worst look.
It's like, you know, Vinny was here. We became friends quickly. And it's like he never left.
No,
yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Vinny Brand's in studio. We have comedy night coming January 26th. How are the tickets selling?
It's great. Robert Kelly's great. And the show, and they're excited to see you. I will tell
do
you this.
Do people know that we're the 7:30 show on Saturday?
I I think that they know that, but they can.
All right.
I mean, if you
that's
go on the website, you can see that it's a 7:30 show.
Okay, right, yeah.
Right. And let me just say this, all right, about the station. So, you know, we advertise here.
Yes.
And my ad rep, very nice, Shannon, and her replacement.
Right. Besides everyone else, they're all the best.
They're all very nice.
Yeah, just realize that it's like saying someone has the best pizza.
Exactly.
All right, yeah, they're all the best.
And Andy, who is our ad rep in the meantime.
Yeah.
I said to him, he goes, hey, because the club is great. I go, hey, have you been there for a show? No, not yet. I'm going on the night the boys are there. I'm like, you cheap son of a... Right. You won't buy a ticket.
Yeah.
He will not... And you haven't been there, but I think that's a little bit excusable because...
My son's been there.
Oh, your son has been... How old is your son?
I can vouch.
25.
25, okay. Yeah,
I can vouch. AJ's played it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Pam's been there. Phil, have you been there?
Mm-hmm. I haven't, no.
This will be my third time there.
Who'd you see?
Brad Williams.
Great, right?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, she embarrassed me. Tiny.
I was laughing the whole entire time. Yeah. I never stopped laughing.
And let me ask this, Pam. Did you buy a ticket or did you use one of the tickets that I had said give away to a listener?
I bought a ticket.
I smell.
I 100% bought a ticket.
I'm on you.
I can prove it to you.
No, somehow. No, no.
We don't need to prove it.
You can also just call me. I would happily.
I know, but I felt weird doing that, so I bought it.
Yeah, well, that's very nice of you. Andy, on the other hand, cheap.
Cheap bastard.
Oh, my God. I didn't know if I was allowed to say bastard, but yes.
You know what you got to do, like, if you're Andy? You got to say, yeah, great club, man. It was awesome. Great night.
Quickly Google it.
You know.
So you can see what it looks like. Oh, yeah. What the stage is, and you got the upper level and the lower level and the flat screens everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The brick wall behind the comics, yeah.
He kind of reminds me of an older, I don't know how to say his name, Keanu Reeves?
Keanu Reeves. Keanu.
Should have just called himself Frank, but he looks like an older version of him. From the movie The Devil's Advocate, where he just, like he walks into the room, the room gets a little colder.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
He's a little too slick.
When he says, I don't lose, I win!
Are you confusing him with Al Pacino? I feel like he looks more like him.
Who are you carrying all those bricks for, Kevin? God? Now you call for God?
Let me tell you something about God.
God is a prankster.
AJ wants to show us.
Yeah, you're
going to
get the whole movie right now.
Yeah, he's the only person who knows a line from that movie. But I've never seen Andy angry in my life.
No.
Like, he's never been mad at me, and like I'm an easy person to get mad at. And like 16 years next month, he's never been mad at
which
me.
Which means
never
won.
In front of you.
In front of me.
Do you ever hear the word?
In front of me.
Dormant volcano.
Yeah. But you know what we got to talk to Vinny about? All right. So Robert Kelly, comedy show, AJ, that whole thing.
Yes.
$20 can't beat the price. We're going to have a friggin' blast.
Right.
The Vinny Brand from Vinny Brand Stress Factory, Bridgeport and New Jersey in studio now. Yeah. Chaz and AJ comedy night, January 26th. Tickets selling fast. Robert Kelly's headlining. AJ's performing. But we've had more big name comedians in studio on the show, thanks to Vinny.
So thank you.
And how do you do it? How do you get these big names to come into Bridgeport?
Well, you know, it's funny because a lot of guys, they want to just work in an exotic location. The Bridgeport.
Okay.
See, it's exotic. Right?
It's really the city that's the draw.
It's exotic, right.
You know what? So they know me from New Brunswick forever, and we asked them to come up. Now, once, like, Sinbad came in.
Yeah.
Sinbad, I got calls. The following 2 weeks, I got to come play that room. So, you know, Brewer spread the word. So once the guys are out there saying, hey, the room's great, city's great.
It spreads like wildfire.
Yeah. And that little area that we're in is just nice. I like it down there. And it's getting better. There's new restaurants coming in. And
yeah.
So
you got in there at the right time.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Bridgeport's fun, man. It's a fun experiment because when we first decided to do it in Bridgeport, we could have went to any one of the cities. But I thought, this is going to happen. This little area is going to get red hot. And it is. Like, all those apartments rented right away.
Yeah.
So the guys all just kind of talk.
You have a built-in crowd. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, you have a great place. So when you have a great place, like you said, people talk and the big names will come in. And we've just had one big name after, like, Andrew Dice Clay's coming back.
Yeah.
That's insane.
He texted me yesterday.
To like you to do that because he could play much bigger places.
Yeah. Well, he texted me yesterday. He's going to do press for us. And he texted me yesterday. I hear everything in his voice, and I can't really do his voice.
Right.
But his text reads, "You got to give me notice. Everything I do now is important." And I hear that. You know, you got to give me notice. Right. You know, it's just so exaggerated.
Right. Yeah.
But Brewer's gonna come back.
Nice.
He was our grand opening.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's some guys like this Samuel J. Comroe, who. He did America's Got Talent.
Okay.
So he's there the weekend of Super Bowl, the weekend the Patriots win number 6. 7? How many will it be?
I have no idea.
It'll be six, right? If they win?
I guess.
No, I think he's got six. Whatever.
Does he have six now?
I don't know.
In his mind, yes.
He's got a few more than me. Yeah. And the thing is that I think he's going to win another one. And then I think next year he's going to go 0-14. Retire already.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
count the money.
Yeah, go on top.
But anyway, maybe not. He's good. So that guy, Sam Joe Comro, he's caught fire from that show. Like he's the guy that in 1 year, everyone will know him. He's got a form of Tourette's, and he talks about it in his show. Very funny, dude.
It's a free pass.
Yep.
I almost wish I had that.
Yeah, really.
He's funny.
Get diagnosed. Good.
Does he like have outbursts during his set? Does he have outbursts during a set?
No. No.
The audience does.
He talks about that. He says something like, it's not all like that. You know, whatever other thing he has. He says, basically his joke is that people who think that are ignorant.
Oh, well, I guess I am. I'm sorry. Yeah. Hey, I'm learning something new, okay? I'm being a better person now that I know something.
I'm only kidding.
Yeah. It's like people would get mad at us all the time, but then they realize, oh, they're ignorant.
Right.
There you go, yeah.
That's our infliction.
We're gonna pass. Yeah.
You know, the first time I was on, I got a million...
You gave your cell phone number.
I'll do it again.
Oh, yeah. I noticed.
The Chaz and AJ crowd, they're my people.
Yeah.
But... I got a million calls about you. Yeah, they're like, what's she like? I'm like, I don't. What are you talking about?
Right.
What did you say?
The thing is that to ask.
She's
I made stuff up.
Doesn't have a good taste in cologne.
Not now. Now that what I'm wearing.
She smells like Vinny.
Vinny.
Did you have, like, so your club was, or is a thing in New Jersey. You had Robin Williams, Seinfeld, Ray Romano, everybody.
Everybody. When you in 4 years, maybe less, you'll see guys that came here that blew up. Like Tommy Pope came in a couple weeks ago. Tommy Pope did an off night. The guy's going to blow up. So, you know, when you're doing it, you kind of know who's going to get
hot.
Dan Cummins this week.
Yeah.
That guy.
So was Robin Williams hot when you had him?
Was he on
Happy Days or Mark and Mindy?
How long back?
Robin Williams was already hot. Chris Rock was not. So... Seinfeld was already Seinfeld. He came in and did an episode of Comedians in Cars Chasing Coffee. So when we opened, he was already too big. But then guys like, you know, Ray Romano was doing the club. No one knew Ray.
Was it Chris Rock you gave a ride to? Wasn't one of the comedians like...
Oh, we've given rides to so many.
No, but you like personally have gone above and beyond. And then these comedians remember that.
Yeah. Like, and Chris is such a down-earth guy. He pulled in... He did a series of shows when he's writing his comedy special... His HBO special at the club. He pulls in on the last day in a brand new, $160,000 Range Rover. And he parks it where it's going to get scratched because both shows are sold out.
Yeah.
So I go, hey, Chris, you should move that car. Let me move that for you. And he throws me the keys like it's a, 84 Volkswagen Jetta.
Right.
And I go in the car, I move it. I'm like, man, this is not the same truck I drove 2 days ago. It's like new. I go, hey, Chris, what year is that truck? And he goes, today.
I go, today. I bought a brand new car.
He goes, today. You know what they do? He goes, I brought the old one in to get serviced. They got me looking and waiting. I said to him, if you can make this one ready, I'll take this one.
Yeah.
So I go, oh, my God. I go, how much is that truck? He goes, you should know. You paid for it.